Taking out rock chucks, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Many of you may know that I produce three very different radio programs. Two of them focus on agriculture and one focuses on outdoorsmen. Well, I found a story that's the perfect combination. If you'd like to help a farmer and sharpen up your marksmanship, listen up.
There's nothing here that's clear down. I can't even cut it that short. And then you get out here and you see where they've been out in it. You got a good 10, 12 inches of growth out here, and then it just gets gradually less as it comes back.
Every year, Lincoln County farmer Darren Tabor battles the rock chuck.
Look how busy this trail is. It leads right to the alfalfa field, like an interstate highway for rock chucks.
Each spring, the rock chuck population explodes. Thousands will nest under the rock piles on the edges of the fields, and each year, Tabor loses more ground to the varmint.
They just decimate the alfalfa. It can't come back. They keep it mowed down as fast as it'll grow. You get a big enough population, they'll take out 3-4 acres of alfalfa all at one time.
Enter Ken Mills, a sharpshooter from California, who for the last 20 years has ventured into the Idaho high desert to help farmers control the rock chuck population.
300 yards is 13, so I'll set it on 12 clicks.
The only other thing you can do is poison them, and that isn't even 100% effective. We've tried in years past on these piles that we're shooting right here. We've put poison carrots down and tried to bait them into it.
Tomorrow you're going to hear about some pretty impressive numbers from a sharpshooter. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.